Maybe you haven't.
Okay, so in the Siciliana, had olives, bowl of olives and garlic bread to start. Sean and Angela had some olives to share and a bread. And Helen nicked everyone else a starter, I think, sort of. Had garlic bread. Garlic bread was quite nice, quite garlicky, perhaps on the dry side, a little bit. But pretty good. Waiting the main with bated breath, but she having a tagliatelle, a seafood tagliatelle with extra garlic, and Sean and Angela having a risotto. What are you having, Helen? What did you go?
Carbonara.
You go for the Kevin carbonara. Okay.
Finish with this.
Yeah, certainly have. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was good. Can I have another Peroni?
Yes.
You've got a second. Because you don't do any beers on draft, do you?
Yes.
What beers do you do on draft? There's a
Peroni.
Oh, that was on draft, was it, the Peroni,
yeah.
I had? Okay. Do you do pints as well as halves, or do you just do halves? Okay. Yeah, they only do halves. It means they can charge more, I guess. I have another Peroni, and look forward to the tagliatelle. Okay, so round two, the main. It was a very big portion, quite garlicky, and it was. The main thing I'd say about it in its favour, there was lots of seafood. Was there was squid rings, there was prawns, mussels, and there was some of the really small things. I think they might have been langoustines. Because, langoustines are the most stupid seafood. They're huge. They've got great big armoured claws and shells. They're massive. And there's something tiny in that sort of, it's about, tiny little piece of fish in there. But really difficult to peel and huge. So I'm glad they've done them all for us. They've got, big clanking sort of claws and, sort of, wouldn't like to meet one, it was live, it really might do you in. So, there were a few of those, the pasta was done well, quite fresh, and they say it was garlicky, and when they put black pepper on, they don't go, there you are, thanks, sir. It's like you hit 15 wines of the handle. Which is excellent, really, is what you need. So, for the dessert, I had two. I had the tiramisu, the chocolate cheesecake, which is quite rich. Really nice, actually, the chocolate cheesecake. Yeah, quite rich, a nice biscuit, sort of, round the outside, quite gloppy, creamy. And then there was a panna cotta as a main, which had like a raspberry sort of, like a raspberry sauce on it. The instant coffee, the liqueur coffee is a bit forgettable, really. I wouldn't come here just for the liqueur coffee, put it that way. But it's quite pleasant enough, I suppose. But not as nice as a chocolate cheesecake, which is very good indeed. I'd have to give it a mark. Staff quite helpful. Bit disappointed with the garlic. Bit disappointed. I'm not interested in the company, really. No, not when it comes to marking the restaurant. Well, other people won't be with you, so it doesn't matter. Well, other people won't be with you, will they? So. Unless you want to come here, I could sponsor you so that whenever, so that if people hear my audio boo and come here, they've got to bring you with them, and they get 10% off. So I'm going to give it six and a half. I'm going to give it seven. So pretty good. What I would have liked, a bigger range of pastas, really, with a few more, sort of sausage and chicken and, yeah, there was only really one tagliatelle dish. A bit, a limited range of pasta, really. So, yeah, 7. Good and solid enough.
I'm now back at home, and really, yes, I'd have to say the main problem in that restaurant really was lack of choice. I mean, there were about 6 pasta dishes, similar number of starters, similar number of pizzas, and similar number of kind of mains with meat and that. There just wasn't a massive choice, and Sean and Angela, who had arranged to be with, tend to go for one dish when they're here. They always go for the risotto, and I think they pretty much always go for the olives. So, providing that dish is done well, that's going to be fine for them. But sorry, I'm a bit more adventurous. And I know that if I'd been to that place as often as they have, I'd have eaten my way through quite a large chunk of the menu by now just to try it. And I've certainly had one from each of the sections. I'd have had a pizza, I'd have had a main, and I'd have had a pasta. But the actual food I got, apart from the garlic bread, was all right, the average. It's a pizza base, but average, I'd say, nothing more. But the, as I said, the main was really good, large, plenty of seafood, and the homemade desserts were rich. I didn't really describe the chocolate cheesecake very well, because it had, it had sort of a biscuit round the edge and underneath, but the actual cream in the middle was quite thick cream, it was quite set, and all very chocolatey. You know, there's no fruit or any of that rubbish to take away from the purity of the chocolate. So, yeah, and it tasted quite good quality chocolate as well. So, yeah, that was what you need. And the panna cotta, well, you know what you get with panna cotta. You know what people know what it is. And if you don't know, it's kind of a... It's like almost like, I'd say, in some ways, very, very thick custard, but that doesn't quite do it. It's almost a cross between cream and jelly. It's like it's set. It's quite hard. It is, you know, it is creamy, but it's, yeah, it's thick. It's a bit more kind of solid. Not a great description, that, I know, but you have to try panna cotta and see what you think of it. I always think of it as almost Italian custard, but it's, yeah, it's a little bit more solid. Anyway, it was done well, homemade, a reasonable-sized portion. I think there were £3.95, the mains. And, you know, a lot of places charge £2 more than that and give you less. So no complaints, really, about the desserts at all. I suppose that's fair enough, really. The first course was the least promising. The middle course was kind of very good, and the desserts were top dollar. Poor quality liqueur coffee, I'll say that as my summary, though. Made with instant coffee, I think. And the liqueur, to me, didn't taste quite like Cointreau. Maybe some other brand of triple sec wasn't... I don't know, you couldn't really taste the coffee. It was crap, really. There was no cream on the top. I really wouldn't go there for the liqueur coffee. Forget it. I think give it a 7 because the staff were friendly, helpful. I mean, obviously they know Sean and Angela, very prepared to read through the menu. We had their friend Helen with us who read through quite a bit of the menu. And that was okay, but they were very prepared to do it as well, and they were, you know, the staff were friendly, they hadn't chattered, you know, it was fine. So that's about me for now. In short, then, decent enough restaurant. If you happen to be in Dartford, I'd say it's worth popping in. But I really wouldn't make a journey from outside. If they increase the range, if they increase the range a little bit, then perhaps I'd be more tempted to do it. I would like to try the other restaurant.